Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Annie.
Did that sound as good as we wanted it to? We've been practicing that for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we have.
We both work on ASOS Magazine, and this is the second episode of our new podcast, These Four Walls. So, Annie, I've been out of the office and I don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah,
what's coming up today?
Because you have been out of the office because it was your birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It was my birthday.
Did you like having your birthday? Are you one of those people that like having your birthday?
Do you know what? I love my birthday.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got quite into
it. I wouldn't know. I mean, you didn't talk about it at all.
I've dragged it out for a long time. But honestly, now I'm feeling a bit out of it. So please...
Okay.
Tell us what we've got coming up.
So this week, I'm going to go back into the fashion cupboard and talk to another of our ASOS stylists, Joe Greasley. It's very sweet and gives us lots of tips. And I also believe you've had Weston in the building.
Oh, yeah, we did have Weston in the building.
How are they?
That was really fun. Yeah.
That's good. And we'll be going back to the topic of love and asking people about when is the right time to say I love you.
Deep.
Yeah, that one's deep.
That's a good one.
And we'll be getting an update from our magazine's editorial assistant, aka resident researcher extraordinaire Georgia Murray, about the Panama Papers and what that means for us.
Annie, it's all coming flooding back to
me. Yeah, so there's a lot.
Well, you better go and get the fashion cupboard then.
Yeah, off I go. Hi, it's Annie, and I'm back in the fashion cupboard with another one of our stylists, Jo. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Annie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Jo. I'm another women's wear stylist here at ASOS. So I style for the magazine and online content as well.
Amazing. You should check out her how-to videos. They're very good.
Yes, and I've started doing those. Thanks for that,
Annie. That's all right. That's just a little shout out to Jo there. Okay, so the one thing we're going to talk about today is ASOS White. Yes. So that's just sort of relatively newly dropped onto site. Can you explain to people who maybe haven't seen the ASOS White collection before what's the main aesthetic? Why should you look into it?
So ASOS White is a sub collection that we do in ASOS. It's all designed and made in-house. Like Annie said, the spring summer collection is just starting to drop online now.
So we've got a few of the pieces in front of us. Can you describe to people what they sort of go for in terms of when they design? It's very minimal, isn't it?
Yeah, very minimal. So this collection it's always like denim based. There's always denim pieces. They're great at doing denim.
So
it's all like, but denim like how you don't know it. So like, for instance, they've done this amazing denim co-ord that's like a denim ruffle crop top.
Okay, so the top is a crop, and it's got like a big ruffle
peplum
ruffle, and then it's got matching denim jeans,
yeah. Which
and they're in
the,
they're very,
like a utility trouser, but in,
okay,
and they're slim fit, but yeah, they have this because they've got these nice big pockets, and
it's a lighter wash denim
yeah,
as well,
like really washed, bleached out, so great for the summer.
Okay, that looks really great. And
that's
then what?
That's my favourite item from the collection.
Okay, and then what other pieces are you also liking?
So other bits, they do co-ords really well. So they've got these other denim co-ords. They've done it in a printed denim, which is more like a wide leg trouser with, again, another peplum.
Okay, so that's
top.
Denim, is it? That
yeah.
Fabrication?
Yeah, so you wouldn't, but just by looking at it, you'd think it was just printed.
No, because it looks, well, that's really interesting because it looks quite smart. But it's actually in quite a natural fabric.
Yeah, it's all about like natural fabrications. Like lots of jersey as well, and cottons, but like heavy cottons, heavy jersey, so it all feels like luxe.
And what's this? That's a...
Oh, they do a jumpsuit really well.
Okay, so it's like a is that jersey?
Grey
a
jersey.
A grey jersey all in one jumpsuit. Yeah. That looks really comfortable. Really,
their jumpsuits are so comfortable. I have many of them. And they're so easy to just pull on when you can't be asked to get dressed.
Because that's the good thing about it. It's all very minimal and simple, but it is comfy. Because have you got some of those pieces from ASOS White?
When I buy from ASOS, I buy from the ASOS White collection. And because it's all just so simple and easy to wear. You know, comfortable shapes, you know, because it's quite a lot of it's baggy, oversized fit. But then it can be pretty as well because they add in the frills, they add in like, you know, rope straps,
rope details.
Yeah. And like,
and how would you style your ASOS White with? So, say you've got this jumpsuit, would you just put it with a trainer?
Yeah, clean white trainer, or even like a, you know, a slider for the summer. Clean back as well. Anything clean, just keep it like really simple.
Amazing. Yeah. Great. Thank you. And for this collection of ASOS White, what's the particular colour palette that they've gone for this season?
For this season, it's a lot of denims, so bleached out denims, you know, your classic grey marl, your nude pinky peachy colours, and then like your navy thrown in there in prints.
Okay, so it's
so really classic colours, or like really timeless. Like, you can buy ASOS White, you know, it's a little bit more expensive, but it will last you forever, and you'll always be able to like bring out the pieces time and time again.
Okay, Shannon's calling me, hold on.
Hello, Shan. Oh, hi. Where are you? I'm in the fashion cupboard. Are you okay? Great, that's what I wanted to say. Please could you do me a favour, since you're in the fashion covers and all?
Yeah.
I've got... Well, you could call a fashion emergency. I was just thinking, I've got a wedding in like a week or so. I haven't really thought about it, and I don't know what to wear.
Okay. Well, I'm with Jo. Do you want me to ask her what you should wear to this wedding?
Yes, please.
Okay, right. Okay, hold on. I'll ask her and report back.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so it seems like we've got a fashion emergency. So Shannon's going to a wedding and she doesn't know what to wear. What would you suggest?
Okay, my first suggestion would be, if in doubt, buy Self Portrait.
Okay, so Self Portrait is a brand. Yeah.
Yes, it's a brand. We stock them on ASOS. Multiple other online stores stock them as well. But they are just absolutely beautiful.
So why are their dresses so good then?
They're amazing quality. So they're a bit on the expensive side, but they will last you year on year. You know, you can bring it out for a wedding or a christening or a Christmas party.
The year you can bring out Self-Portrait,
yes.
Right?
And they're very pretty. They're very feminine. They've got a lot of lace, but it's like
lace. That texture. So is it lace that is the main fabric they use?
Yes, but not like the very fine lace. It's like a thick lace.
Okay.
And they hold you in as well.
And in all different colours as well. You can get bright colours or just
black or pastels, and you can get maxis, you can get minis, literally anything you can think of.
So Shannon should check out Self Portrait.
Yes.
What else, if you're going to a wedding, do you think you should be wearing?
I think this season for spring summer 16, it has all been about the ruffles and about the femininity.
Everybody's loving
floating.
Ruffles.
Yeah.
Okay, but floaty, romantic ruffles.
Yes.
On what kind of items? On like
a lot of maxi dresses. Okay. And then, you know, you have your ruffly sleeve. But then to accessorize it, what's been huge this season as well are corsages.
Corsages? Okay, explain to me about corsages.
So not a corsage that you're known for putting on your wrist at a prom.
Not prom
corsages. Like big or small flowers, bright or pastel, and then they're usually
here that's sort of in a pastel, but so you could put this on your wrist or in your hair. Where are we putting it?
Well, because they've either got a clip on it or it's got a pin on it, so a lot of time we've been either clipping it to the dress, to like the strap of your dress, or like just under your bust to the side, like
to add like an extra detail,
or a lot of time, you know, if you're wearing a choker or you're tying a ribbon around your neck in a big bow, and then you'd put a small one in the centre of the bow.
Okay, right. So this is quite big, though, this one. This one is sort of like the size of my hand.
Yeah, so this one you'd wear, like, maybe even I've clipped it to, like, a little hair tie around your wrist or a little bit of ribbon. So then it is, like, the traditional
wrist. Okay, so don't put that giant one by your neck.
No.
Okay, right.
If you're going to put it near your neck, like, under a collar even.
You want a mini one.
Choker. Yeah, you want a mini one, like, no bigger than the palm of your hand, and that's like as big as it
because
gets.
Gucci did a lot of corsages, yeah. Didn't they, on there?
Yeah, Gucci, they were all over Gucci catwalk, and we've been bigging up Gucci all summer long.
Yeah, it's on everyone's mood board. Gucci's on everyone's,
yes,
mood board at the moment.
It's amazing, Annie.
Okay, so Shannon needs to buy a corsage.
Yes, a corsage and ruffles. Like, don't be afraid to wear a corsage and ruffles all at once.
Okay, she needs to do both. She needs to max it out.
Yes,
right, I'm
going
to go tell her. Okay, right. And I've also just got a couple of quick fire. We're going to play a quick fire round where I'm going to say this or this, and you have to tell me what you're loving the most.
Like a game show.
Like a game. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Right. Minimal or max it out?
Minimal.
Glitzy dress or ditzy dress?
I'd go glitzy, but like sequin cami, and then put camouflage with it, or like,
oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mental.
Good answer. Bomber jacket or biker jacket?
Bomber.
Always.
Always.
80s or 90s?
90s. 100%.
Future modern or really retro?
Really retro.
That's
it's always
big.
Better that... to go back.
Go back.
Yeah.
Or back to the future.
Back to
That's
the future.
That's both.
Ooh.
Pretty girly or girly punk?
Girly punk.
Flamenco frills or romantic ruffles?
Oh, a romantic ruffle.
Everybody loves a ruffle.
I love a ruffle.
Great. So I'm going to go check out ASOS White now, and I'm going to go tell Shannon that she has to wear a corsage. A big one on her neck.
A small one on her neck.
No, a big one on her neck. Okay. All right, Jo. Thank you for talking to me.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was good. I've actually jotted down some notes, Annie.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you jotted down?
Self-portrait, corsages,
ASOS White.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that going to be what's on your to-do list today?
Yeah.
You're getting good at to-do lists.
Oh,
so,
get out.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I'm going to go look at ASOS White because Jo always rocks it really well and looks amazing. And if you want to also check her out, go on Instagram, and it's @Jo_Greasley.
It's a good gram.
Okay, so now it's time for...
What's going on?
Well, now it's the part of the show where we play some lovely music.
Yes.
And talk about love. Or rather, we get everyone else to talk about love.
The person could just be holding out and be waiting for me to say it. Or they may not love me, but I'll rather just say it and get it off my chest. Yeah.
Yeah, so this episode, we're feeling the love, and we've asked people, when's the right time to say, I love you?
You should say, I love you, when it feels right. I've definitely said it first and not had it reciprocated, but it wouldn't put me off saying it again. And if you're feeling it, then you should say it.
No, I usually try and do that thing where you kind of like hints that you might, and then see what they say.
Yeah, I probably would say I love you first if I felt the need to.
Yeah, I'm soppy, so I just say it about anything. Like, I could say it over just like someone picking up the remote. Like, I tell people upstairs I love them because they've said they'll sort something out for me. Like, it's not a bit, I chuck it around.
Well, when should you say I love you? I think you should say I love you when the time is right. However, you have to be, I don't know, I personally probably wouldn't say it first, but that's just my insecurities.
Well, I've said it to my 10 ex-boyfriends, my best mates, my mum, my nan, my cat, and the Domino's pizza delivery guy, and no one's ever said it back, so I'm not saying it anymore.
I like to think I would say I love you first. I've never done it. Oh, I have done it. I've done it when I was drunk, when I was at university, but then we reaffirmed it when we were sober. But I think I wouldn't do it sober. I wouldn't say I love you first.
I have done, but that can be a mistake. Tactical error.
I say I love you like really early, because if I do something wrong, then I'm like, oh, I love you, but I don't actually mean it. I don't think I just say it.
That's really a question I never ask myself. I
I don't think there's any rule to say I love you, and I could say it first, and I could not. It doesn't really matter to me.
Well, men should always say that, as they say, you know, but if the man actually is in love, then I don't see why not, no. I've never done it, though, but...
I think you should say I love you when you mean it. Like, it will just... Sometimes it comes out in other certain situations, passionate situations. You might both say it, but, I think whenever you feel right, babes.
When it felt right?
Yeah, why not? If I felt that way, yeah, straight.
Annie.
Yes.
I love you.
Oh, you said it first.
I said it first.
What do you think about saying when you should say I love you?
I don't really mind. I think just say it. I wouldn't be that fussed about saying it first. I also think it's a bit of a, like, it's nice, but it's not as big a deal as it's cracked up to be.
Oh, romantical. Not at all romantical. No, I don't think, who made up the rules anyway?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might as well just say it, right?
Yeah, like, you'd be lying if you said I wasn't something that you're into.
You'd be lying if I said I wasn't something that you're into. Into.
Isn't that Western?
That is Western.
And aren't they our special guests, like, this episode?
Yeah, wasn't that the smoothest link we've ever done?
Yeah, that kind of is the smoothest link we've ever done. So they came into the ASOS offices and you had a chat with them about that song that you're like really good at singing.
Thank you.
Plus they played What Would You Do If, a very good game, and I think there are some quite outrageous questions this week. So let's see how they got on.
Hi Western, I'm here with Western, which is Akel, Hailey and Louis. Do you guys want to... They're not saying anything.
Say hi. We're just going to be like, yo, Shannon, what?
To be fair, I didn't finish that sentence.
We were just waiting. We was all ears.
Well, welcome to ASOS. You've just found a shoe that you like.
Yeah. How are you going to wear it for a bridge?
I don't know what he's talking about.
If we get that opportunity to perform there, Hyde's going to wear these.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Akel's just found an amazing... It's a silver shoe with what? What's it
red
called?
Stars.
Like, blue and red stars.
That he's wearing for his birthday on Saturday.
It's your birthday on Saturday?
No, it's my birthday on Monday.
It's my birthday on Monday!
No, wait, 18th
of April? Oh, yeah.
Can we just stop this interview right now? Can we stop this podcast?
What are you doing? What are you doing for your birthday?
I'm having a party on the 16th. I think you should come.
I'm having a party on the 16th.
Oh, I think you should come to my one. but there's enough space at my party for you to join.
Well, interesting. All right, let's continue this afterwards.
I don't meet
so
much.
So you're an Aries, right?
People with the same birthday as me.
No, yeah, neither. What year?
91.
I'm 90.
Oh, so exactly a year.
So I should get the party preference. All right, back to Western, but I do want to talk more about the fact we've got the same birthday. So you guys, Akel and Hailey, your cousins, right?
Yeah.
So you've known each other since back in day.
Yeah.
How'd you meet Louis?
Me and Akel was working on a project called Retakes, and on that project he was featuring on one of the songs. That's how I met Louis. I think Akel's known him for...
I think you know.
Akel's known him for longer.
Is that how we met?
Akel's known him for longer through his brothers, and then over time we all got in the studio and just started making music together, so yeah.
Yeah, so you were all doing like sort of solo projects before.
Indeed. Yeah, we was all doing our solo thing, and it kind of just happened by magic, really. Now I just can't remember life before, so it's weird. It's quite weird, actually. We had no plans to make a song called Into. we just went in the studio and we just had this formula that just seems to work, and it just felt right. And if it's not broke, don't fix it.
And Into, that was from, like, that very first session, right?
Yeah,
you recorded that?
Yeah, that was the very first song that we recorded.
And why are you like, oh, okay, so this is going to get, like, 19 million YouTube views? 20 million. And what, like, 35 Spotify plays or something?
Nah, I don't think.
You weren't that cocky about it?
I'm not going to lie. We just, like, we'd done the tune and didn't think nothing of it. We'd done the tune and put it aside, and that was that.
Yeah.
We kept on making music. We made that tune and thought, yeah, let's just make some more bangers anyway.
Yeah.
And then we came back to the tune. Randomly, I just sent it to a friend of mine called DJ Target. And he heard the tune. He said, bro, like, I'm going to play this on my next show. And that's that. So I'm there thinking, yes, he's going to play it. But then it's just a play and then what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So he's played it. And then a couple phone calls came, they heard this tune and whatnot. And then other DJs started clicking onto it. Mm-hmm. So it started getting like a bit of a buzz, like radio buzz. And then labels started getting involved. And then we had to just think fast. And yeah, we shot the video. And we've been having to catch up with it ever since, to be honest.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive. Like, it's insane how big it's become.
It's crazy.
Like, I always hear it blasted out of cars, like, whenever... I feel like I've heard it most days for the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, it's weird. It's when weird. I hear it on the radio now, I just turn it off. Switch the radio, I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you sick of it? Not yet.
Nah, no. I think we still enjoy performing it. And
yeah.
That's still what I enjoy. But just sitting there and just listening to Into still.
Yeah.
Because remember, we heard it a long time before you. So it's just, yeah. But we love performing it still, though.
Yeah.
And that's the reactions good. And stuff, that's crazy.
Exciting. All right. Are you ready to play What Would You Do If?
I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So we've got three questions and we're going to let you do one each. Hailey, do you want to start?
Okay.
Okay. You look nervous. You nervous?
No, he's always nervous, he is.
All right, this one's not too bad. One of your tweets has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. So you've tweeted something, like, really inappropriate and, you know, someone's picked up on it. It's just, like, blown out of proportion. Everyone's hating on you. How do you sort that out? What would you do?
Delete the tweet.
Yeah?
I'll probably delete the tweet and... Yeah, I'll probably just delete the tweet, get rid of it.
Yeah. All right, do you want to see what our very own social media editor said?
Okay.
So this is Jem from, who does, yeah, social at ASOS.
So I'm a bit of an expert on all things social media. I think the key thing to do is take a social media break to let the drama blow over and never feed the trolls by getting into a back and forth situation because you're just going to dig yourself a deeper hole.
I was going to say that.
I think you got it with delete the tweet. You didn't say you'd take a little social media break.
No, I was going to say delete Twitter.
Delete account. Twitter?
Yeah, delete their account.
That's a big move. But then you'd lose all your followers.
But then...
The yeah, you could just start again with a new name. Yeah, be like, I never again. Said that. All right, should we do the second one? This one is, you've turned up on a blind date and they've completely catfished you. So
they turning around and look. I'm walking out.
Is that what you do?
Straight away.
Straight away.
Because you lied, so that's it. I don't want nothing to do with a liar, so that's that. That's the end of the situation.
Yeah, you just get out
it.
There.
Yeah, I didn't even need to hear the end of the question. Nothing. That's it. No talking, I'm gone. Peace.
But how would you do it, though? I want to know how.
Do you know how I'd do it?
Yeah. So you walk in,
yeah.
You don't know that that's her, though, because you're looking for someone else.
All right, so how do I know that it's a catfish?
Because she's been like, oh, I'll be in a red hat.
I'll be in a red hat?
Yeah. And then you see
her. I'll call her and I'll be like, listen, there's a girl here with a red hat, but it doesn't look like you, so where are you?
That's quite good. That's quite good.
And then if she says the show, I'll be like, 1 second, I'll call you back, yeah?
Do you know what I'd do? Can I say what I'd do quickly? I would, if I think that there's a chance of her being a catfish,
mm-hmm.
I would go with someone and make them go in. And then when I ring the phone, she'll answer. And then they're going to tell me if it's the person that it is or not.
I thought you were about to say I'd go in with someone and then I'd catfish her back by, like, sending someone that's not
that's
you.
A good
that
one.
Would be
that's
good,
a good
though,
idea.
Wouldn't it? That is good.
You think deep.
Yeah. Well, you helped me get there. Hailey, what would you do? Would you go out as well?
I'll just go.
He's shaking his head. Just like, get me out of there.
Yeah. Hailey'd probably stand her up anyway.
All right, well, our expert for that one is someone called Victoria Burt. She is from The Love Project, so they host articles, they offer coaching, and they've got podcasts. All right.
So depending on the level of, you know, catfishing that's gone on here, you have a choice. You can either go and confront them about it in a nice way. You could, you know, say, oh, you look nothing like your photo, like, you know, who is that on your photos? They are actually a different person. But, you know, that may open a whole can of worms that maybe you don't want when you first sit with them. So maybe, you know, you could just get a feel for them and give them the benefit of the doubt and get to know them a little bit and just see what they're like. And, you know, be quite open-minded about it, even though they might have lied or fabricated slightly on their profile. They might still be a good person. They might have a good reason for doing it, and you might decide, actually, it got along really well. It doesn't matter.
Liar. No. Yeah.
Wait, who is? Oh, the catfish.
The catfish. Yeah. Why's she lying?
Yeah, so you just, no time for that.
Yeah, no.
She's mad to even think that we're going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
There's no part of lies.
How could you think, all right, he's going to see me and I'm not the person that I've been saying?
Yeah, and just hope
what,
that
you
won't
think
come
he's
up.
Just going to be cool with it?
All right, Akela, are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Okay. You find yourself stuck in a room with a leopard, a lion, and a cheetah. What do you do?
Die.
Yeah, I'll just die. If not from a heart attack, then from getting killed from them.
Be friendly, panicking. Though.
Friendly. A liar, a lion, a leopard, and a what?
A cheetah.
I think yeah, I would just try. Just stop fighting, I think I'd just try and walk as slow as possible.
No, I think I might play dead, maybe. Or just pretend, just go sleep.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens. You may wake up.
Yeah, I'll try and walk and avoid eye contact. And try and walk slowly to the door.
Bye, guys.
So you wouldn't look at it once.
No. How about this?
What about if you tried to act like one of them?
What, just get on all fours? Might work.
I'd love to see that. All right, do you want to hear what our expert said?
Yeah. My name is Gareth Bennett. I'm the senior animal presenter, one of our senior animal presenters here at Edinburgh Zoo. And there's one thing you could do in that situation. And that's make peace with whichever higher power you follow, because you're not leaving that room alive.
What's to make peace with whatever higher power?
So basically, you've got no chance if you ever find yourself in a room with a cheetah.
I don't think you
say
there's no chance.
There's no chance, man. Because you're just going to panic, brother.
Yeah, yeah, but there's still a chance.
And when you panic, they're not going to know what you're doing.
You think you've got it?
I think there's still a chance. I think it's possible. People have been in worse situations than that, and they're still alive. Anything's possible. That's negative.
You're such an optimist.
100%. Yeah. I might panic, but what I'm saying is, I'm not definitely going to die. That's not in my head.
You will, blood.
Not me, but
that was what would you do if?
What would you do?
What? Which one?
Lion.
Well, we did this last week, and we did a bear, and he said...
You're meant to play dead with them, no?
No, he said, it depends if it's... There's two types of bear attack, but if it's an aggressive attack, you've got to, like, square up to it and make as much noise as you can and try and, like,
oh, I've seen someone
it.
Doing that.
Yeah, and it's worked. It's like, people have scared
never do that, ever. What? Square up to a bear, bro?
Well, you can't outrun it, so you've just got to either, like, yeah, play dead or, like, fast, blood. Try... I think you did well. I think we don't do points in this game anymore, so everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
All right, where can people catch Weston? Have you got any shows coming out? I know you're playing Wireless.
Yeah, we've got Wireless. We've got a few festivals. Best of all, you can catch us on our socials, Weston Music, and then get our individual ones from that. And, yeah, man, just keeping tuned with the journey. We've got lots of surprises for you guys.
Definitely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you, ASOS.
Well, that was fun.
Weston, I love them.
I know, and you've got the same birthday.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Did you share a party? Did you go to his party?
We didn't. Did you know Kourtney Kardashian also shares the same birthday as me and Akela from Weston?
Coincidence?
Oh, here she is. It's Georgia Murray.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you both?
Yeah, we're good.
So you're back to school us on a topical issue. What are you going to be talking about this episode?
So you might have read over the past 2 weeks about the Panama Papers.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up to date with it, but it's still unfolding, isn't it?
It is indeed. Well, basically, it's just this huge leak of 11.5 million files from Mossack Fonseca from their database, and they are the fourth biggest offshore law firm in the world.
Okay, so Mossack Fonseca is an offshore law firm, but what does that actually mean? What's the definition of that?
Yeah, it's like a tax haven, isn't it?
Kind of. Well, it basically, they specialise in giving financial services to non-resident companies, which sounds very sort of technical. Mm. But basically, because they have low tax jurisdictions, companies, say, from the UK or US will register their personal finances or companies there and get lower tax than they would if they registered it in their own countries. Thing is, as long as you declare it to the tax man where you're based, it's totally legal. So people tend to use them for inheritance and other large sums of money.
Okay, wow. That was very good. But Mossack Fonseca,
you're enjoying saying that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to say, isn't it? Where is that based?
So it's based in Panama, Central America.
Okay, hence the Panama Papers.
Exactly. But it's a worldwide operation working in tax havens like Switzerland, Cyprus and the British Virgin Islands.
And do we know who actually leaked the files yet?
So it's an anonymous source from a German newspaper who then shared them with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists.
Okay, that's quite long.
Yeah, bit of a tongue twister. But then they shared them with loads of international news outlets like Guardian, BBC, etc. It's been reported that over 400 journalists were involved in researching the documents before it all came out, so it's a really big operation.
Mm. And who's involved in the sense of, like, who's been implicated?
There's a $2 billion trail leading to Vladimir Putin, whose best mate is in the middle of a scheme where money from Russian state banks is hidden offshore.
And also this week, didn't I see that there's been links to the Clintons as well?
Exactly, yeah. And national leaders like the Prime Minister of Iceland and Pakistan and elsewhere. It's sort of all very much unfolding and more people are getting linked to it.
But what specifically? Because David Cameron's involved, but how is that? Why is he involved in it?
So Cameron's father set up an offshore investment fund and avoided paying any tax on it in Britain by getting Bahamas residents to sign the paperwork.
That is mad.
Yeah, but so was it just his dad then?
Well, over sort of this bizarre set of statements which unfolded last week, at first he partially denied it, but eventually confessed that he had shares in his father's offshore fund.
Yeah, I saw that. So this is basically one of the biggest leaks ever, right? What are people sort of saying about it?
Well, it's bigger than 2010's WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden's 2013 leak. So it is a huge deal.
But why specifically is it bigger, though? Is it, like, bigger as a scandal, or what do you mean bigger?
It is a big scandal, but it kind of literally means that there's more files that have been leaked. So WikiLeaks had 1.7 gigabytes, whereas the Panama Papers is 2.6 terabytes.
Oh, terabytes?
Yeah, the big one.
Okay, so terabytes is 1,000 gigabytes, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
How do you know that?
You know, well, an iPhone's got 16 gigabytes. So, you know, I just know these things.
Okay, we're going off on a tangent. But Georgia, how is the kind of, what's the like reaction being in terms of like, what's the internet saying? People are angry, right?
Yeah, well, basically people are calling Cameron a hypocrite. Funnily enough, he gave a speech in Singapore last year criticising the corrupt criminals and money launderers who take advantage of anonymous company structures.
Awkward.
Yeah, really awkward. And Osborne tweeted last year, tax evasion is not just illegal, it's immoral. People evading tax should be treated the same as common thieves, which has obviously come back to haunt him.
Oof.
Yeah, so the public are reacting like that, but then in Parliament, what's the sort of political fallout? Like, how are the opposition reacting?
Well, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn made a statement criticising government tax evasion. He basically said, once again, the message has gone out that there is one rule for the wealthy and another for the rest of us, and that it denies funds to the public purse and leads directly to cuts in services and benefits, and it hurts millions of people in Britain, basically.
So in terms of like the NHS and disability cuts and stuff like that.
Exactly right. And there have also been several protests around the country with people urging Cameron to resign. It's like really obvious that the public are angry and they're taking action.
Yeah, so people are angry about it. So what's going to happen now? What's the aftermath? Are people being punished for this? Or?
Well, the thing is, for example, the Icelandic Prime Minister resigned due to public pressure. But because using offshore law firms is 100% legal if you declare the tax, no one's breaking the law.
So does it look like Cameron will resign? Probably not.
No, it doesn't look like it. And I think it's because it's such a key time with the London mayoral elections and the EU referendum coming up.
So those are in May and June?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, news outlets like The Guardian and BBC will give the facts as they come and they're sort of updating us daily. So yeah, just keep checking those sites out, I guess.
Mm. Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for updating us. It was really good.
No worries, guys. I'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks, Georgia Murray.
Bye.
So that brings us to the end of episode 2. Thank you to ASOS stylist Joe, to all of our experts, to the jokers that were Western,
to Georgia, researcher and all-round babe,
and our producer, Warren, a.k.a. Wargie Beats,
to managing editor Lucinda, who is a Western super fan, and to our magazine editors, Babs and Crook. So remember to subscribe on iTunes, Acast, or your favourite podcast app. And yeah, tune in next episode for more chat from these four wolves.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.